Yeah.
Yo.
Niggas got my beat off hand, y'all.
Shit is crazy.
Niggas ain't got clipped. Oh, man.
Call my son Spliff, say, yo, we gotta go see them niggas. Nigga Spliff like, yo, what the fuck happened?
Niggas said they got him. He said, boy, what happened, B?
Now we straight.
That nigga was in the room.
Now we straight, though, shit. What had happened was, when I caught him, I spun him around. Because the nigga over there, he pulled out the hammer. Then the nigga, he pulled out the hammer.
Nigga just shooting. Shout the knives and all that.
Yo, peace, YouTube, peace. You do what it do, what it do, what it do. Back at it with your favorite hippies, man. Your favorite podcast on YouTube. You know what time it is. Don Corn and DJ Can Hit the Show. This should be episode 302, and we back at it. We are your hosts.
Feel me, regular shit. We here, Spliff. What's going on?
Yes, sir. And the highest hippie in the room, D Weekend Hippie, of course. Shout out to Spliff. Shout out to Chun Chun and shout out to Don Cole. They couldn't make it, but we here. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, and all that good stuff. All that good stuff. It's good, Spliff. How you been feeling, my boy?
Not everything. All right, chilling. You know what I mean? Eating good again. Shout out to that. You feel me? But nah, everything good, you know what I mean? Shout out to the Drip City Market shit one more time, you feel me?
Vlog coming soon. Y'all saw us out there, you know what I'm saying? They had a couple people out there. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the artists that was able to make it for that. It was fire, it was dope out there, you know what I'm saying?
The gelato still growing, inside joke, still growing.
Got it? That's what's up. You found out what to do with it?
Nah, homie just told me keep watering that shit, let the roots get crazy, and that's it. You feel me for right now?
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. It was fun, though. Like, I was explaining to you in there, though. I hate that shit is like window shopping. Going to spots like that and not having it, they had some fire shit in there, bro. But that shit put shit on.
It has some heat, but it's like, it's crazy because you got to really look because they might not have your size. Sun charge 200, sun charge 150. It's, you know what I mean? You gotta see what's going on. It was a lot of deals going on. Yo, when we left, these niggas was giving away free shit to the drill niggas.
Oh, what?
I was like, nah. Niggas, I'm like, damn, son.
That's crazy.
Shout out to the brands that was in there. Shout out to all the homies that came and showed love, you feel me?
Yeah.
Who was in the we got Rowdy in the spot, Tata in the spot, Freshy the General in the spot, what's my son, Dougie B in the spot, motherfucking BR from Money and Violence.
Facts.
Shout out to the Search niggas, they was in the spot, they had the fire in
also
the air.
China Mac was out there, shout out to China Mac.
What was the, damn, what's these niggas, man, Backpack Boys. High tolerance. It was a lot going on, man. Shout out to all the weed that was going on, the fly gear, the feats and all that. We might gotta edit that part out, but you know.
Why? What part?
I don't think niggas was supposed to know about the pack.
What pack?
The Za that was in the air.
Or the niggas that was out there?
Yeah.
Nah, what you mean?
Shout out to the event, man.
Shout
support
out to
Drip
event.
City
the
Market. Show love. Buy some feet. Buy some hats. Niggas definitely had wild drip in there.
Yeah, they had some fire shit in there, bro. But shout out to everybody that was there. Shout out to my son. Shout out to my son, Los. Shout out to Drip City Market for having us. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that was out there.
Where the guys was in the spot, man.
That's a fact. That's a fact. But what's good, Spliff? What you been up to besides that, bro? It's been a couple days since we linked up.
I've been chilling, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I've been trying to work on the tune since, you know what I mean, you let me hold the mic down and all that.
You got it to work?
Yeah, got it working. Just finding beats and all that dumb shit like that. But I'm chilling though, man. But if y'all niggas want to send instrumentals, see a boy, you heard, send it to to my Instagram, where it's Spliff at, Spliff and Bars, whatever works, you feel what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, I'm chilling. I was, you know, trying to get a couple things in order in the crib and all that.
That's a fact, bro. Same here.
What was this shit?
Same here.
The BBW party this weekend. We go hard, got an event this weekend.
Damn, that shit still ain't come up?
Nah, it's this weekend.
Damn, I wish I had the bread. I went to that shit.
Pity's gonna be wildin'.
Whoa, that's a fact, bro.
Yo, if I'm not at the We Go Hard event, just know I went to the BBW joint. You feel me? I'm just saying, don't blame me.
I like all my shorties, BBW. Nigga, shout out to the biggies.
That's a fact.
I love my squammies, you heard?
But let's see where we start. November. November is Men's Mental Health Month.
Oh, we going to start off like that?
You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
How you been feeling?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm just dead out here. I'm drained, bro. Pause.
Yeah.
I'm drained, bro. I'm trying to get the YouTube channel back in order, you feel me? I'm over here trying to learn how to sew and shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know, trying to figure out this whole like thrifting reselling market right now. I'm trying to figure that shit out too in a little bit. You feel me?
Yeah. You trying to be part of that world now?
Nah, I fake was a little on it a little bit back in the day, but I just didn't go crazy. Get like 2-3 feet, boom, boom, yeah, boom, got it off. Mac now. Might come back a couple months late. You feel me? I wasn't really on it.
Yeah.
Like, I knew the fuck was coming out. I go cop some shit for my personal, but
yeah.
I wasn't crazy trying to stack it up like that.
So mentally you feel drained right now and you feel like
you just need a fresh start
right now, right?
Yeah, like
do you do shit by the year calendar where you like, all right, January coming, I'ma start.
Nah, I'm working on being I've been working these last year or two of being organized better, right? And trying to set certain things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm shitty with that shit, bro.
All you got to me,
life
I think,
flow.
Yeah, just to go. Me, I think something that'll help you out, because I think you more visually based.
Yeah.
I think writing down shit.
Nah, I've been doing that. Yeah. I got like an old ball when I write
a
shit.
A checklist to like check it off and be like, oh shit, I did that today. You know what I'm saying?
Seeing it definitely does way more. I ain't going to cap.
Yeah, because sometimes just having it on memory and just being like, I got to do this today. You might forget
because
you're doing.
So I've been using
with
my notes.
Else in the day.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, all right, fuck it. You know what I mean? But me mentally, this whole year has really been a roller coaster ride for me. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of am waiting for this year to be over.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to start every day like a new at bat. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm playing baseball. You know what I'm saying? Like you always get that next at bat. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So if you struck out last time, let's see if you could hit a pop up this time. You know what I'm saying? Or get a base hit or something. So every time is not going to be a home run, but my therapist keep telling me that I'm getting better after every session. Like I tell her what's going on in my everyday life, and she's like, all right, you moved differently from what I've seen. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully I'm getting better. But I've been working more consistently, and we've been doing the power more consistently, so my mental is a little better now. You know what I mean? But it feels like the people around me, we all in a mental space where, you know what I mean, I just want to be able to be like, yo, we all could talk to each other and we all could fix, you know what I mean, what we need to fix, you know what I mean? So hopefully everybody's doing well within that aspect of life, you know what I'm saying? Because mental health is something that's real serious right now, so I just want everybody to be straight, bro.
My bad. It's just because I know how this shit be catching shit, so I know it's probably crunching the niggas' ears. My bad, yo.
Yo. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. Like Spliff always say, hit the Cash App. And thank you to the good brother Spliff, man.
What happened?
Just make sure y'all hit any one of them links that's below in the bio. We back on our audio journey. You know what I'm saying? So we back to dropping episodes on Spotify, Apple Play, and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? All the platforms that you can find audio podcast on. So make sure that y'all look up for the Don Cole and D-Week and Hippie Show, and y'all gonna see it. We up to like episode 200 on there, but I'm dropping them every day consistently, like 2 or 3 episodes a day to catch up to where we at right now. So
yeah, so just, shout out, you know, to
Spliffington for that.
You know, just know what's going on. Yo, I just want to say, like, because with the whole mental health shit, I was talking to my homegirl, and she was realizing, like, she don't got, like, friends and shit like that. And, like certain people to talk to about certain shit, yeah, things. And then it's like, you know, sometimes, like, you kind of don't need certain people for certain things. There were other people would fiend to have people be there, like, yo, bro, help me with this. I'm about to go over here. So, well, her was like, I'm good for the most part in every part of my life, but I can't. Like, when she, like, she had, like, a bad day at work, so when she got out of work, it was like she couldn't talk person, yeah, to no one to vent about that shit, damn. To no one to vent about the shit. And I was just like, damn, that's kind of, like, deep, because we could fall apart from each other because, like, tasks in the day and things that we go through in life and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes, you feel me, it's fucked up when you really can't talk to someone, or you be around motherfuckers and then you can't tell them certain shit. You feel what I'm saying? So like, if you out here questioning people being your friends, y'all might have to keep moving. You feel me?
Oh yeah.
That
yeah,
questioning if people is cool with you shit is kind of crazy. We getting old. Well, I'm old. Snickers is no younger, nah, but at the old, same bro, time, you be looking like, boy, we not doing nothing to get no bread. We don't even know each other.
No,
like
more,
some man, niggas y'all is cool and y'all don't like. Do y'all niggas even know what homie eat? Is he allergic to that? Like you feel me? Like son don't like being around mad people. Like you feel what I'm? You gotta kind of know who you be around. So y'all be around niggas to be seeming like y'all lit. Don't be around niggas to seem like y'all lit. I'm just had a second to say some shit, so it's just being real.
But especially with what you saying, though, with the...
the friendship, bro.
With the mental part, like, if you don't got
people around
you that you feel like you could talk to, or like you said, like, oh, I got to hide certain shit to this person and this person, like you saying, you should get away from that friendship, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, but a lot of times people don't like that shit that people would be real,
mm-hmm,
instead of, you know,
about
what I mean?
Certain things.
A lot of people with that are real are real harsh as well with the, you know how they deliver it. But yeah, I'd rather that than you been leading me on for 2-3 years and then later on you tell me, oh, I think what you did in 2019 was crazy, bro.
I think that's kind of a good segue to the Will Smith shit too, but we'll get to that in a couple minutes, y'all. It's just, be for real, y'all, I'm not gonna lie, we need to put more shit into perspective instead of getting stuck on these topics that certain people be stuck on. The friendship just kind of hit kind of crazy to me, because like, it's people out here that really do feel alone, and you shouldn't feel alone, bro. Like, y'all need to try to contact and reach out to certain people, and hopefully them people you reach out to come back with some good energy and feedback. You feel
facts,
what I'm saying?
Because
it's needed sometimes, bro.
That's a fact, bro.
Some shorty was in the crib last night, mostly fake hurt, because she did some shit she felt like was kind of wrong, but it's like, bro, you're speaking your truth. You told shorty this was whack, that's that, don't, like, you should relax off that. Now, shorty got mad, she spazzed on boy, now boy mad at shorty. Nah, they all not friends now. I mean, my bad for sounding wild random, y'all, but just know,
nah,
like,
but that's another case.
I gotta
of,
just,
yeah, not knowing
know
who you
who's
around
you.
Yeah, not yeah, knowing who's around you. Like, this person gonna keep it real with me at all times. I know this friend, bro. There's this friend that I have in my circle. Mm-hmm. Son, she keep it a dial out every time, and I be like, yo, bro, like, that's mad, like, the way you said it. But she's like, listen, if I know I'm right, I'ma just say it, but I know that I might say it wrong, but I think it'll help the other person.
No, the other
wrong
person might not accept it.
Yeah.
You feel me? It might not want to hear this shit.
But as long as you like receive that, it, you might could look at it later on in the day and be like, damn,
he told me some shit that,
yeah,
I
they mean, told me some shit that I don't even be hearing from my closest keep friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
bro.
Yeah, man. So I hope everybody's mental health is great out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even if it's not, don't be afraid to say that it's not. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to talk to people about your shit. My son Jordan is a beast. My four child, we watching the challenge. My son Jordan is a beast.
Y'all could take a walk, listen to your favorite song, read a book or something. Like,
listen to your favorite podcast, the Don Corn D-Week and Hippie Show, you know what I'm saying?
That depression shit is real, so I hope everyone is having a great day today, you heard.
That's a Friday.
Sometimes you gotta hear certain shit.
That's a fact. We record on a Friday. It's gonna be a good weekend, so make sure everybody have a great weekend, you know what I mean?
People working outside, you can hear them.
But y'all see us, man. We rolling up, man.
I'm taking that long.
What you thought about the news?
What news?
Breaking news in our world. Talk about our world. The breaking news.
Shout out to Weed, man. I think you should say the news so I don't sound crazy.
All right, yeah, because you don't know what I'm talking about. Snoop.
Oh, nah. You talking about that shit.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg quitting smoking weed.
Man, all right, so look, with this, we got to be real.
This breaking really buzz, buddy?
Dumb shit. It's definitely breaking buzz. It's a breaking spot. Yo, look. Yo, no funny shit. I've been thinking about it.
New episode of Breaking Buds coming soon.
I'm thinking about it, right? Is Snoop Dogg falling back because he's tired of weed? Or is he falling back because he know what kind of weed is coming forward and it ain't worth it? You feel me? Is my son trying to let us know, like, yo, boy, do not smoke weed no more. It's clip. It's not it. Like, is it that? Or is it like, yo, I'm old, my nigga. I'm about to eat, like, 2-3 gummies. And y'all ain't gonna know I'm hot, but I'm literally not smoking weed no more. So is he quitting weed? Or is he not smoking weed? Question.
That's a question, because it's different ways to...
Because he could be on his edible shit.
Yeah, it's different ways to ingest the THC.
So...
The CBD. You know what I'm saying? Any of that stuff. But, I think...
No CBD.
I think he quit smoking weed, and that's cool, you know what I'm saying? To ask your question, he probably feel like this is probably the time where he want to chill for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I don't see nothing wrong with that.
The government got a lot into the weed. This outside deli weed shit is kind of spooky.
Nah, that's a fact.
It's dangerous, bro. So it's like, Snoop, we need more We on Breaking Buzz, we're going to investigate more into this shit. We're going to stay up on date, check Twitters and shit like that, because it might be some shit going on we're not peeping.
I just think it's like anybody, bro, because I don't think weed is literally a drug that you are addicted to. You know what I'm saying? I think it's something that we just do. It could be a medicine that we do, or it could be... what they call it, recreational, how we use it, you know what I'm saying? Recreational, just for good time, you know what I'm saying? But
I smoke too much, man.
You think you could stop if you want to, cold turkey?
I stopped a couple times.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, it's crazy.
I think it's one of those for him, but I also think that it's gonna be an extended time. So I think he's real with it and he's genuine with it, like, that's been my brand for over 30 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody, you know what I mean? It is what it is at this point. Like, he got so many brand deals and everything with that attached to him that it doesn't even matter, you know what I mean? So,
yo, imagine if Snoop stopped, right? And, like, just go, I don't know, like, go corporate. Like, ultra corporate.
Which he is already.
Matter of fact, you're right. What if he go, like, politic, like, you feel me? Like, Snoop for mayor, Snoop for, political? Like... Yeah, like, that I said it crazy. But you feel me?
Because what if he turns into a politician? That's what you was going to say.
Yeah,
but like, if he goes into the politic world, that'd be crazy. That'd be tough. Mayor of California.
Because you got to think about it. He did mad acting roles. You feel me? There's the acting roles getting to him. Like, I could wear a suit, tell niggas to do this and that. Like, you feel me?
America is so crazy that you think that fucking being a politician could be because you a good actor. Like, Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I feel what you mean by that.
Boy, because the niggas is definitely liars.
Deception.
I could see him going into a politician role, into something more with the peoples, you know what I'm saying? But
I think I could do the wrong thing.
You trying to lift it up a little bit?
Yeah.
I got you.
Do the wrong move. Probably walked out over there.
Twist this block. Twist
that shit. Yeah. Look, man, pick it up a little bit. Oh, all right. Yeah, I fucked up the bottom. Yeah, we here.
Yeah,
gang, gang. Whole bunch of shit. All right, my bad.
We gonna have to edit that out. We back. Yeah, but I don't know. I think Snoop is gonna keep doing his thing. And congratulations to you, my boy. I think he saw us coming, pause, and we was gonna smoke him under the table one day. So he was like, nah. I ain't fucking
yo, I'm not even gonna lie, cause nah, but that's the foul shit too, cause like, boy, like, we're gonna have to link up with Wiz.
Yeah, it's still mad potheads.
No, it's still, I mean, it's still mad potheads, but that Snoop cipher though. Everyone got the Snoop cipher, niggas be bodied, like, I mean, I guess.
Real quick, shout out to, let me see if I get the name right. I just want to get the name right. I believe it's something Mellow. Cash out, Cash Me Out Mellow on YouTube. He hit us with a comment. He said, another banger episode. Keep doing what y'all do. And he said, I got a question. What makes New York, New York, if that makes sense? And I said, of course that makes sense. You know what I mean? So for you.
So we in that bag. Yeah. What makes NY NY?
The rats.
Yeah. Nah, it's style.
He said, energy, another banger episode. Keep grinding hard. Fire emoji. And I have a question. What makes New York, New York? If that makes sense, I would like to know y'all thoughts in the next episode.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. It used to be Dutchess and Backwoods.
Those sound like stereotypes to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think what makes New York, New York, literally the biggest stereotype is the people. Right? And
wait,
I think...
is the people the biggest stereotype?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
When niggas real life grumpy, nah, these niggas... niggas don't be happy out here, bro. Man. Is it really a gas that niggas keep it pushing on niggas every day?
I don't think... I see the rudeness all the time, yeah, but it's not that serious, but... I mean, we grew up in it. Yeah, we grew up in it.
It's real, though.
But I think, you know, what makes the United States where for you could come from any part of the world and come into the U.S.? I think that's New York for the states. New York is that one state where anybody could come and, you know what I mean? Like, you got right here in this circle, you got.
So we are the American dream.
New York. Yeah, yeah. I think it's the most diverse state in New York. I haven't been to all the states, you know what I'm saying? But I just think New York's diversity is what makes New York, you know what I'm saying? And the attitude, like you're saying, the attitude.
Yeah,
it really does make it.
The attitude
is
different. Like,
yeah. Like, as prestigious as the Yankees may seem to people, like, oh, shit, they got 27 championships, they the shit. You go to Yankee Stadium and you like, damn, this shit New York as fuck. It's literally a McDonald's right across the street from
I was kind of thinking that too for a second, right? On some New York shit. Like, it's navy blue versus royal blue. White versus orange, right?
I'm royal blue.
Royal blue and orange versus navy blue and white, right? And we got red, white, and blue with the Rangers. Y'all already know the blue, royal blue, and your orange is Nets and Knicks. Yankees got the navy blue. Brooklyn Nets got black and white. We got a nice, good color selection out here. No funny shit.
The Jets with the green.
Brooklyn with the Cyclones green. With the.
They got like the blue. They got like the blue, navy blue and red type style. You ever been to a game?
Cyclones won.
Fire out there. Love that shit, bro. That shit right on the beach. That shit fire, bro. But what makes New York New York is New York, bro, to be honest, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It's mad unique, bro. Like, there's a couple other cities out there that got metropolitan like us, like the transit, the buses and the trains, almost close to ours, probably Chicago, places like that. But I think that makes our city very unique as well, like the transportation. A lot of people always be like, yo, you 35 years old, why you never had a car or nothing? To be honest, and I don't got
Jersey, New York, you could do that.
I don't got a kid or nothing, and the bus or the train is going to leave me on the corner to where I'm going.
Anywhere. And dude, I can get an Uber to the dude next shit that ain't gonna
He was walking on the G train yesterday, and he looked at me, he like, yo, I'll get to the Bronx from here. I said, you can get to the Bronx from any train, bro. Honestly, you just got to know where you're going.
Find your way.
Take this G train to the L, go to the, and take the 4. You know what I mean? So I think that's what makes New York, New York. You know what I mean? And the people, man. I love it, man. Love it. Yeah, man. But shout out to Snoop again. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. You saw... So what happened with Juicy?
Juicy always getting some weird shit. I don't know. The last shit was some other shit. I don't know what happened with Drewski.
The shit with Birdman?
Oh, he came back for the shit?
Bro, hold on. So you ain't see what happened, bro. Let me show you real quick. This nigga here.